News release. Barrie Women's Hockey Association. The Barrie Women's Hockey Association is excited to welcome 150 hockey teams to Barrie this weekend for one of Ontario's largest in-season female hockey tournaments. There are 124 teams from across Ontario, and one team from Manitoba, that will join 25 Barrie Sharks teams for Sharkfest, November 18-21. We couldn't be more excited that Sharkfest is finally here, said Sharkfest Tournament Director Jason McKenna. With no Sharkfest in 2020, we have 2 years of excitement built up from our teams and volunteers. With 150 teams registered, that means over 2,000 players will hit the ice this Sharkfest. Tournament organizers estimate the tournament is expected to draw over 5,000 visitors to the Barrie area, which should mean brisk business for restaurants and stores between the games. In total, 348 games will be played on 11 rinks in Barrie and Innisfil, with the first games beginning Thursday night this year. Demand to come to Barrie was so huge we had to grow to a fourth day for the first time, explained McKenna. Sharkfest will feature teams from every corner of Ontario, with teams traveling from Sault Ste. Marie, Ottawa, Sarnia, Timmins, Temiskaming Shores, Timmins, London, and Niagara, along with dozens of teams from the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area. The tournament is even expecting a team from Manitoba, the Southeast Sharks U18-A team that will include players from Winnipeg and surrounding areas. Sharkfest is always an incredible time of year when we see the best in our players on the ice, and the best in our volunteers off the ice, said BWHA President Rob Whitehead. With a tournament this large, it takes an army of dedicated volunteers working hard throughout the year, and putting in countless hours this weekend to make this event successful. Teams will battle on the ice for banners and gold medals in 22 categories, from U11 to adult women's categories. The action starts with the first Sharkfest games Thursday evening and continues until the final medals are handed out early Sunday evening.